Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And I truly thank God that God blessed me to have an opportunity to share the good news. And truly, I thank God that people are preparing themselves in the days to come. We are to sharpen our spiritual gift more than ever before. We need to sharpen our spirit, praise God, when it comes to God. We need to sharpen our spirit of discernment to know when the day will come to discern good and evil. And I truly thank God that God is preparing us for the days to come. We need to make preparation of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ while we are on this earth. We need to sharpen our spiritual gift to stay in tune with God and to allow the Lord to manifest himself more than ever before. And I truly thank God for Jesus. Thank you for all that are able to hear the Word of God. But the Word of God say, "He that have an ear," talking about your spiritual ear, you are able to hear what God has to say unto you. Good morning, people of God, whoever you are, wherever you are going, traveling, praise God, whether you're in your home, whether you're going on your way to work, whether you're seeing back somebody, praise God, whatever you're doing for the Lord, thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank God for he is Lord, and there is no other God beside him. And I truly thank God that God wants us to stay focused and to sharpen our spiritual gates. Praise God. Whether it be your eye gate, your ear, your nose, your mouth, whatever it is that God manifests himself through you, we need to sharpen our spiritual gift, praise God, our spiritual in tune with God to hear the voice of God. God wants to pour out his revelation unto us, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, so we'll be aware of all the things that is going on. Thank God for my intercessors, praise God. Thank God for our prayer warriors. Thank God, hallelujah, those who are on the wall, praise God, the watchmen on the wall. Some of you are on your post waiting for God to give you a word to what to tell his people. We thank God for the angels, praise God, operating in the presence of God. And most of all, I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And truly, it is a blessing, praise God. But we need to be aware of things that is going on, especially the church. And I thank God for the book of Revelation, praise God, that Lord is preparing us in the days to come. Praise God. And we need to have our spiritual gifts sharpened than ever before. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, because the Jezebel spirit is still lurking in the atmosphere. Praise God. And I thank God the Jezebel spirit is still lurking. Praise God. In the atmosphere, especially in the church system. I thank God that the Jezebel spirit is manifesting herself with false teaching, seducing people to go against God instead of working with God. They try to seduce them and think they say, "Well, you don't need God, you need this." Satan, praise God, is lurking through the Jezebel spirit, praise God. And he's a counterpart, praise God, and getting the church to go against God's word, against God's purpose, and against the things that God command us to do. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. People now today, praise God, think that what they're doing is God, but really not. It's the Jezebel spirit, praise God, that they're operating in darkness. False Christ, false teachers, false prophecy, praise God, false prophets, all pertain to what God is saying to us. That's why we got to have our discernment gift be sharpened, praise God, in the days to come. Because God is going to test us, praise God, by faith. God is going to test us to know of his purpose in the days to come. Well, a lot of people are planning a trip. They are going to, I believe, in Texas, praise God, to see the eclipse that's going to take place on April the 8th. Praise God. Remember now, God said in his word, there are going to be signs that God is going to show. But one thing about it, praise his holy name. We need to discern of what this is going to take place. We need to discern by going into our closet, into our secret place, and seeking the Lord. But I believe God has revealed the revelation of the eclipse that's going to take place on April the 8th. It's going to show, praise God, of the true prophets. Praise God. The true prophets. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The true prophets. The intercessors. Praise God. Whoever God used in this time, praise God, God going to reveal what that means to us. It's a sign. It's a meaning of why people are reviewing, praise God, of this eclipse that is going to take place. Because God always, praise God, thank you, Jesus. He'll always show his people of things that will take place on the earth that we are in. Praise God. That's why we got to have our gifts are sharpened. We got to have our spiritual gift. Praise God. Our spiritual insight be sharpened. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus because we are going against spiritual warfare with the enemy. And Jezebel's spirit is still lurking on the church. Praise God. And we need to be watching and praying and have our eyes focused on the Lord. Praise God. Because this is what's going to happen in the days to come. And I thank God for Jesus. Because people are taking the truth. Praise God. Some people believe a lie before they believe the truth. Ain't that something? Praise God. People believe a lie before they believe the truth. Praise God. They'd rather go with the lie and rather go with the truth. Praise God. And that's how the church, praise God, how Satan wants the church to be blindfold, keep from knowing the truth of God. Keep them to have a true relationship with Jesus Christ and all what he's doing for us right now. Praise God. But we could be captured in the thoughts that Satan wants us to have. He will capture our thoughts and make us believe a lie before we believe the truth. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. In Revelation, the second chapter, praise God, in the 22nd and the 23rd verse. And I'm going to read that. In Revelation 22nd and 23, praise God. And I thank God for his grace and mercy in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the word of God says, and I thank God for you, look, I will throw her onto a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will put her children to death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the hearts and minds. I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. See what the Lord said? He said, praise God, I just read it, that he going to throw her into a sick bed. And those who follow her, I mean, you follow her false teaching, follow her false information, praise God, of the church, praise God. The Lord said, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. He will bring her into a sick bed. Those who commit adultery with her, praise God. That means those who come against God's word, against his commandment. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He was thrown, thank you, Father, and a daughter with her into a great tribulation. The Lord let us know it's going to be a great tribulation on this earth. And those who follow the false teaching, the false message that the false prophets or false pastors or false teachers, praise God, giving people wrong information, go against God of his word, twist it. That's Satan's job. He knows how to twist God's word. Praise God. That's why we are in the predicament. That's why Jesus had to come to get us out of the dilemma. Praise God, that we can have the right to the kingdom of God. Jesus had to come on the scene to redeem us from the curse of the law. Praise God, the curse of Jezebel. Hallelujah. He had to redeem us from that. And I thank God for Jesus Christ for what he is already doing. Praise God that he gave us his body, soul, and spirit. But the Lord let us know, praise God, I will put her children to death. And all the children shall know that I am he who searches the heart. That means God is searching everybody's heart, our heart, to know that we are going to be faithful to him. We got to be faithful, my people. We got to be faithful to God. Hallelujah. We got to know because God is searching the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, and the earth that we are in right now. We need to sharpen our spiritual gift. We got to have a compassion for God's people and a love for God himself. We got to know him. We got to have a desire for him. My brothers and sisters, let's be hungry for God. Don't let our heart be cold. Don't let us faint along the wayside. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus and know that the Lord is with us. Let's not follow the Jezebel spirit, praise God. Because thank God, God is going to destroy the false prophets, the false teachers. God is going to destroy their children, praise God, if they don't change their ways. Let us depend on the Lord every step of the way. Let our gift be sharpened, praise God. Let our discernment be sharpened to discern the things of God, that God will reveal the things that we need to know so that we'll be ready. So my brothers and sisters, let's concentrate on Jesus today. May God bless you. And remember, the Lord loves every one of us. Let's trust him. Let's rely on him. And you guys have a great and blessed day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.